Over the last century, Idaho's cattle industry has grown to $1.3 billion in annual revenues. And yet, the work of cattlemen hasn't changed much since their forefathers settled the southern part of the state in the late 1800s. But big changes are afoot now. National Weather Service data show Idaho's average temperatures are 2 degrees hotter than they were 100 years ago and getting hotter. Couple that with persistent drought, and some old-time ranchers have started to wonder if their long, stable industry can survive. Julie Rose visited southeastern Idaho to see how a new generation of cattlemen is adapting to a changing climate.
In a couple of weeks, Logan Alder will marry his girlfriend and move into a small house on the family ranch in Malad. In another year, he'll have an agriculture degree from Utah State University. But right now, he's just a 25-year-old kid knee-deep in muck.
As time progresses, you just kind of got to adjust, I guess, to what's happened.
What's happened is mud regularly builds up now on the bottom of this large watering trough in a field where Alder's keeping some of his 500 cattle. Usually a spigot keeps the trough full so muck can't build up as easily. But lately, the well underneath is running so low the spigot merely sputters.
So when you say you didn't have tools to do this, like how long ago?
Last summer is the first time I've ever done it in this field.
Last summer was the second consecutive year of drought conditions that have since deepened in southern Idaho. And so, water has come to dominate Alder's daily routine and his concerns for the future of this family ranch he plans to take over.
I might want to stand back. This opener leaks.
A hose from a water truck parked nearby begins to fill the freshly cleaned trough.
Most of this water, these water problems here in this valley is just lack of winters that we used to get. I mean, we used to get 3 feet of snow, you know, that was like regular basis. Now, if it snows a foot overnight, people go crazy, you know. That's what we need all the time. Get the aquifer and the water built back up.
Researchers at the U.S. Geological Survey say less snow is falling in southern Idaho because temperatures are rising. The snowpack is melting earlier, and more winter precipitation now comes as rain, which doesn't fill reservoirs or recharge underground aquifers, as well as snow. Part of what attracted Alder's great-grandfather to Malad was plentiful groundwater that used to make hay grow in the valley without need for irrigation. These days, groundwater and reservoir levels are perpetually low, and Alder's begun to think the climate scientists are right.
We've been dry for most of the time that I can remember, you know.
You think the climate's changing?
Yeah, I do. I don't necessarily think it's man-made. I think the climate's been changing since the dinosaurs were here, you know, and I don't think that means we should go out and be rampant and do stuff that we know that, you know, but we have to be responsible. But I think it's just a natural thing, climate changes.
Climate models predict that by the time Alder is in his 70s, summer temperatures in this part of southern Idaho will average 5 to 7 degrees hotter. Some ranchers who've already reached that age wonder how the industry can withstand that heat. Public lands where they graze cattle have already been hammered by drought and fire. Federal officials warn of grazing restrictions if conditions don't improve. And a recent BLM assessment of rangeland in this southernmost tip of Idaho says damage from heat, fire, and invasive weeds will only get worse in the coming decade. Without public lands for grazing, 83-year-old veteran cattleman Ross Anderson says,
well, we'd be dead on the vine.
Do you think, 50, 60 years from now, will there be enough water and enough grazing lands for this same size ranch?
You know? I don't know. And if it will be, there'll be one ranch where there's 10 now.
Growth is one way many ranchers hope to adapt to the region's changing climate. Not necessarily buying more cattle, but acquiring more land to graze and grow supplemental hay as public land dries up. That's Logan Alder's plan.
Let's move on, I guess.
In the hottest days of summer, he steers his dusty Ford Bronco from one arid grazing allotment to another, keeping an eye on his herd. One bright spot to the drought is that it's driven the price of beef to a record high, helping offset some of the costs that come with climate change. And that bolsters Alder's confidence a bit as he thinks about raising a family here.
You know, you're always going to have a place to live and food. If they like beef, hopefully they like beef. And you just can't make it, then you'll have to go get a job somewhere, and that's where the college degree, I guess, comes into play.
This lifestyle he's inherited from his great-grandfather has become too uncertain to not have a backup plan. For KBSX News, I'm Julie Rose in Malad, Idaho.